This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. Our top stories first. Additional 4 corona-related deaths reported across the country today. World Cities Day 2020 is being observed today in Nepal as well, with the slogan Valuing Our Communities and Cities, and a powerful earthquake kills 22 people in western Turkey. Now, the news in detail. Additional 4 corona-related deaths have been confirmed in Dang, Chitwan, Japa and Saptari districts today. A 70-year-old corona-infected man of Khorai Sub-Metropolis 4 in Dang died this morning while undergoing treatment at Nepalganj Medical College in Kohalpur. Likewise, a woman died of coronavirus infection in Chitwan Medical College today. A 64-year-old woman of Triveni Rural Municipality 1 in Nawalpur died this morning. Similarly, a person from Japa district died of COVID-19 infection. A 73-year-old person of Gauriganj Rural Municipality 6 died in course of treatment at Dharan-based BP Koirala Institute of Health Sciences. Likewise, a 60-year-old male from Saptari district died of COVID-19 infection. Reputed singer and former employee of Radio Nepal, Sambhu Kumar Milan, died of COVID-19 at the age of 76 this morning. Late Milan has more than 300 songs in his credit. The Radio Nepal family expresses deep condolences to the bereaved family. Additional 38 corona-infected persons who were undergoing treatment at different isolation wards in Bake district have returned home today following health recovery. District Health Office Bake's corona focal person Naresh Shrestha said 20 men and 18 women have returned home after recovery. With this, the total number of recoveries in Bake district has reached 2,824. 2 dead bodies were found inside a forest at Malumela of Krishnapur Municipality 4 in Kanchanpur district this morning. The district police office Kanchanpur identified the bodies as Tek Bahadur Kohli and Sita South of Godavari Municipality 11 of Kailali district. The deceased had been out of contact from their families since 13th of October. Similarly, the body of 23-year-old Sarod Chaudhary of Bhimdatta Municipality 6 was found in the Mahakali River in Kanchanpur district this morning. He had gone missing last Tuesday while bathing in the river with friends. Police said Chaudhary was found around 200 meters downstream from the Dodhara Chandani suspension bridge. World Cities Day 2020 is being observed today in Nepal as well, with the slogan Valuing Our Communities and Cities. The Ministry of Urban Development is organizing various programs to observe this day in the country. However, programs are being organized virtually due to the spread of the coronavirus. Extending best wishes to all on the occasion, Minister for Urban Development Krishna Gopal Shrestha has emphasized on planned urbanization as the main foundation of development. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. A powerful earthquake has struck off Turkey's Aegean coast and north of the Greek island of Samos, destroying homes and killing at least 12 people. The U.S. Geological Survey, USGS, said the magnitude 7 tremor was centered off Turkey's Izmir province. Turkey claimed the magnitude lower at 6.6, saying 20 people had died and 786 were injured in the province of Izmir. The authorities said that 70 people had been rescued from under the rubble. The U.S. has recorded at least 94,000 new COVID-19 cases over the last 24 hours, with spikes in dozens of states days before the presidential election. It is the second day in a row the country has broken its daily new case record after reporting more than 91,000 infections in Thursday. According to John Hopkins University tally, more than 9 million total cases have been reported in the U.S. The contest between Donald Trump and Joe Biden comes to a head on Tuesday. 21 states are experiencing outbreaks, with some of some of the most severe in the states that will be key in deciding the 2020 election. In a final burst of campaigning, U.S. President Donald Trump and his Democratic challenger Joe Biden have crisscrossed Midwestern states that may hold the keys to the White House. Biden went on the offensive in Iowa, a state that voted for Trump by 10 points in 2016. Trump made a play for Minnesota, which voted narrowly for Hillary Clinton 4 years ago. Biden holds a solid national lead ahead of Tuesday's general election. More than 85 million people have voted early, 55 million of them by post, setting the U.S. on course for its biggest voter turnout in over a century. With this, we have nearly come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Additional 4 corona-related deaths reported across the country today. World Cities Day 2020 is being observed today in Nepal as well, with the slogan, "Valuing our communities and cities," and a powerful earthquake kills 22 people in Western Turkey. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.